Welcome to KBS World Radio, everyone. Thank you for joining us on Books on Demand, a show that introduces a treasure trove of Korean short stories to the global audiences. Today we introduce Cow by Chun Young-taek. I'm your host Karen Choi, and please stay tuned.
What big eggs? Good job, my daughter. Changsu's wife, who had been pounding barley in the dark kitchen before running out to check the chicken coop, had a big smile on her face. Four more eggs would make four bundles. I wonder how much I can get for them at the market. What are you smiling at? Said Changsu, who was out early to feed the ox before visiting the market in town, as he eyed his grinning wife. I'm tickled that our hens are laying eggs every day. If I buy another hen after selling these eggs, I will then have 10 egg-laying hens, which will produce 10 bundles of eggs in no time. I could sell those eggs and add a little extra to buy a pig. He already knew what his wife had in mind. Why don't you cook some of those eggs for our son and yourself? No way! How can we eat eggs when I can't even afford to cook fish stew for you? Said the surprised wife. Tomorrow is your birthday. I'm going to buy some meat at the market. Are you out of your mind? What use is my birthday and how can we afford meat? Maybe later.
Chun Young-taek's Cow was published in February 1950. It is a story about Hong Changsu, who lives in a small town in Chuncheon County near the inter-Korean border. Hong, who had studied in Japan, worked as a teacher and a county government employee, so his neighbors naturally sought him out when they had some papers to fill. Changsu had made a few vows when he first moved to Chuncheon. First, he would never leave this rural community. Second, he would raise cattle and farm diligently with them. Third and last, he would grow his own food and never eat out. Changsu's wife, respecting his wishes, promised to do as he wanted until their son, now just 2 years old, turned 10. If she enjoyed raising chickens, he took great joy in raising the cattle. Thanks to their frugality, by the time their son Yongdeok turned 10, they were proud owners of rice fields, a house, and livestock like cows and pigs. He rose early in the morning and cleaned the cowshed before making fodder himself. After eating the morning hay, a pregnant cow soon gave birth to a calf. Changsu was so happy that he washed the calf himself with warm water and covered the cow's back with a blanket. I've never seen such a large calf. It's a bull calf, right? Honey, let's give this calf to Yongdeok, and if the cow has a heifer calf down the road, give it to me, okay? Changsu smiled at the thought that his son Yongdeok would feed the calf and ride on its back when it's grown. But his wife was bent on raising the calf to increase their asset. What if I buy another cow for myself? Then the two cows would bear more calves, and those calves would grow up to have babies of their own, and then... The wife was having happy thoughts when Changsu's mother came in, hiding a bowl behind her back. She approached Changsu's wife and whispered something in her ear.
I'm sorry, but I don't have any today. We delivered rice to the government today, so we don't have enough to eat until we harvest barley. Shaking her head, Changsu's wife flatly refused. Changsu's eyes teared up in embarrassment and pity as he watched the neighbor quickly running out of there. He then told his wife not to be too stingy with their neighbors and suggested she give Changsu's mother some rice. She should be ashamed of herself. She should have bought back what she had borrowed before asking for some more. She's practically asking us to support her. If I had anything to give her, I would rather give it to my sister. I don't care what happens to them. She wasn't like this before, but she turned miserly when the situation improved, he thought.
That evening, Changsu ran into Changsun in the village. Feeling sorry about what happened to his mother in the morning, Changsu told the boy to come to his house later so that he could give some rice without his wife finding out. but the boy told him that his mother must have asked for rice out of desperation and that they have already had some porridge made with unripe barley. Then he made a surprising request. "I hate to ask you this, but think of it as saving our family. Please buy us a calf. If you buy us a calf, I will work the field diligently with it and won't have to ask you for rice." Chang Sun looked at Chang Su's cow longingly for a moment before bowing down to him.
Sad to see such a nice person suffering so much, Chang Su already pitied the boy in secret. He liked that Chang Sun already had a plan of raising a calf. Chang Su remembered the hardship he had endured in Incheon and Seoul before he came to Gangwon-do, how he had suffered while farming in some godforsaken place. This is why he felt more sympathetic toward Chang Sun. When someone is in trouble, a little bit of help is all they need to get out of it. Believing in this, Chang Su couldn't just ignore Chang Sun's plight. He remembered that he was able to settle down in Gangwon-do because a friend in Chuncheon had helped him. Well, let me think. If you could live without worry, that would make me happy as a neighbor. After giving him a vague answer, Chang Su came home to think it over. There are so many people like Chang Sun in the village. What if they all had a cow of their own? Recalling the anguish of poverty, Chang Su began to think hard about how to drive away poverty from the village.
After so much thinking, Chang Su buys Chang Sun a calf. Here's literary critic Chun So-young to explain why Chang Su bought a calf for his neighbor.
작품은 1945년에서 50년까지 이어진 사회적으로 매우 혼란했던
This story was written in a time of great social turmoil between 1945 and 1950. It contains the writer's astute awareness of reality during the tumultuous period. At this very depressing time, the Korean Peninsula was divided into north and south, and the signs of war were everywhere. Against such a time-based backdrop, the story takes place near the 38th parallel line, the de facto border between South and North Korea. The story about the calf represents the social conflict of the time.
Chang Su's wife was furious after she found out that Chang Su had bought a calf for Chang Sun. "Do you think you built all this wealth only by yourself? I did my part by saving money by not eating what I wanted to eat, not wearing what I wanted to wear, and not sleeping at night." Chang Su tried to placate his wife and explain to her why he did what he did, but she failed to understand him. For the next 5 years, Chang Su's family experienced many misfortunes. Their son Youngdeok died after suffering from pleurisy, and his wife fell ill, rendering her mostly bedridden. And their harvested grains were often seized by the government. Despite all that, Chang Su kept farming and raising cattle. He kept buying calves for needy neighbors. As a result, the entire village became much richer than before. Korea was finally liberated. Chang Su wanted to keep farming the land, but his wife had a different idea. "All your friends moved to Chuncheon or Seoul and became successful while we're stuck in this back country. Do you still want us to work ourselves to the bone?" Chang Su's village was located just south of the 38th parallel line, and he wanted to keep on farming as he had promised himself. "I can't live here no more. You can stay here if you want, but I'm going to sell my cow and move to either Seoul or Chuncheon." "Even if it's your cow, how can you heartlessly sell the creature that had worked so hard for us without a word of complaint?" "Why should I feel guilty for a cow? It's only an animal. I don't care. I don't want to stay here anymore." The couple fought all the time. Then Chang Sun came to see Chang Su one day.
"Those bastards in the north slaughtered our cow. What am I going to do about them now?" Also in tears, Changsu stood looking up at the sky without saying a word. Can they be happy knowing that they killed and ate their brother's cow? He mumbled as he went up the mountain and looked down on the villages, blanketed in the fog to make them indistinguishable from ones in the north. While thinking about his wife, what had happened to him over the past 10 years, and all the events in his village and country. He tried to decide on what he was going to do, but all he could do was weep. Then he heard young men of the village coming up the mountain. They were pulling a cow behind them, looking to slaughter the animal that had crossed the border from the north.
In the group was Chang Sun. Bang Min-ho, professor of Korean literature at Seoul National University, tells us about the chaotic time.
이 작중의 배경 마을은 아이러니하게도 해방 직후에
Changsu's village is located just south of the 38th parallel line. Sometimes animals cross the line to go over to the North Korean side. Even though people knew that the cows were from the south, the North Koreans slaughtered the animals out of hunger. In retaliation, the young people in Changsu's village also planned to kill the cow from the other side. This is an era of cruel chaos.
이 홍주사 마을에 있는 청년들도 그쪽 마을의 소를 잡아다 먹겠다고 합니다. 정말 끔찍한 새로운 혼돈, 내 시대가 닥쳤다, 이렇게 말할 수 있겠죠.
Changsu tries to dissuade the agitated villagers.
No, you can't do that. You should return the cow. If you really want to slaughter a cow, you can kill and eat mine. With those words, Changsu ran down to his home in the village. But when he went to the cowshed to give them his cow, he saw that it was empty. The cow was nowhere to be found, neither inside nor outside of his house. When he went into the room, he found a piece of paper with awkward writing rolling around the floor. I'm taking my cow. Don't look for me. Changsu, completely dazed, stood in the middle of the room. After a while, he took money out of the chest and gave Jangsun enough money to buy a cow before taking some money for himself. Then he left the village after speaking with Jangsun's mother. Nobody saw Hong Changsu in the village ever again.
Literary critic Chun So-young explains the meaning of the story's conclusion.
The story concludes with the writer's thoughts about Korea's division. He believes that forgiveness and reconciliation are the only solutions to this endless cycle of conflict. Jun Yun-taek was a Christian, so he chose reconciliation and peace, the concepts that transcend ideology. However, the ending is still tragic, which goes to show that the time was too bleak and hopeless for the writer's ideals to be realized. The story was published in February of 1950, and the Korean War broke out 4 months later.
Thank you for tuning into Books on Demand. This week we read Cow by Chun Young-taek. This has been Karen Choi, and please join me again next week.